Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Sheriff's deputies apprehend 19-year-old following high-speed pursuit in Gillette. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. A 19-year-old man was apprehended by sheriff's deputies on Monday afternoon following a high-speed chase in Gillette. According to Campbell County Sheriff Lieutenant Paul Pinnell, deputies observed a silver Nissan 370Z sports car around 1 p.m. on Highway 59, believed to have evaded law enforcement on multiple occasions the previous week. Upon attempting to verify the car's registration, the driver accelerated southbound on Highway 59, reaching speeds exceeding 100 miles per hour and maneuvering recklessly among other vehicles. During the chase, the suspect collided with another vehicle. Deputies briefly halted the pursuit until the driver, later identified as the 19-year-old, veered into a residential area. Deputies located the vehicle, whereupon the suspect fled once more, heading north on Tanner Drive. He also dropped off an 18-year-old passenger at the intersection of Tanner Drive and Sinclair Street before speeding east on Sinclair Street. Considering the traffic and the vicinity to schools, deputies ceased the pursuit. However, the suspect was later apprehended at his residence on Hart X Avenue without resistance. The 19-year-old was arrested on multiple charges, including reckless driving, fleeing and eluding law enforcement, driving with a suspended license, minor in possession of tobacco, and leaving the scene of an accident. Lummis votes against foreign aid package. U.S. Senator Cynthia Lummis voted against the supplemental funding package that would provide foreign aid to Ukraine, Israel, Palestine, and Taiwan. According to the press release from Senator Lummis's office, she cited her no vote was cast due to unprecedented spending levels and the bill's failure to secure our own borders. Lummis said, under this administration, the people of Wyoming have watched the cost of living and our national debt reach unprecedented heights as Senate Democrats have carelessly spent their hard-earned tax dollars to fund their partisan priorities and saddled future generations with unsurmountable debt. We have a responsibility to be good stewards of the taxpayers' hard-earned money by finding ways to pay for the legislation we pass.
We're spending money on interest because we refuse to pay for the things we think are critical. I agree with the last gentleman who spoke. The world is in crisis, and I agree that we should help them, but we should pay for helping them, not run up debt. Not put this burden on people in the future in this country. This is wrong.
Prior to the vote, Senator Lummis introduced an amendment to legislation to ensure it is paid for and does not further increase the deficit. Lummis's amendment sought to install fiscal year 2025 spending caps to protect Wyoming taxpayers from having to foot the bill for the $95 billion foreign aid package. The Senate overwhelmingly passed the $95 billion foreign aid bill, delivering billions of dollars in weapons and support to U.S. allies Ukraine and Israel, despite some opposition from both parties' bases. The legislation passed by a vote of 79 to 18. She also co-sponsored an amendment to provide funding for rip and replace to remove Chinese components from our wireless communication systems. The release continues, stating in March, Senator Lummis introduced the Supporting National Security with Spectrum Act to ensure Wyoming communities have uninterrupted access to reliable broadband and wireless services without adding to our national debt. Last week, she joined her colleagues in sending a letter to House Speaker Mike Johnson, urging him to vote on aid to each country separately instead of merging it all into one massive spending package. For more news and information, go to BasinsRadio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane.